Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Because it's the week of the big game, we are going to talk on tape to Mr. James Brown. Earlier in the week, I had a chance with Rob to chat with James Brown and talk about the big game. We'll be doing that in just a second here. And, you know, we are constantly improving the audio sound of this. Little venture for you. And I believe
it's an evolution.
It's always an adventure.
Evolution.
Yesterday, we were dealing with some connectivity issues, and when we left the studio, I'm usually informed, see if there's anybody doing work in the area. So later in the afternoon, at approximately, let me see, it was 3:32 in the afternoon, Rob reached out via text, and I had to apologize to you for my curtness. This is about as curt as I get.
It was really when I got the final word in that text chain, I set my phone down lightly because it really was like, oh my God, I've really done something here.
You've ruined.
Yeah, I've ruined something.
You've ruined.
At 3:32, Rob writes, "Did you happen to find any internet text working in your area?" I respond, "Nope." Rob writes, "Dear, I mean drat."
Because it auto-corrected to draft.
Yeah,
to
then I sent him the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then I sent him two words, Oscar. You're going to love this. Golf. Stop.
Mike, here's how curt it was, is that I really tried to think, that can't be what he meant to send.
Remember that?
That must have been an autocorrect, and I thought, oh, no, I've just really pissed him off. And I put my phone down lightly.
No, it was just, it was the, you know, one of those things where, you know, it was out there. And I'll, you know, later in the show, we're going to talk to James Brown here in a second. Later, yeah. I will tell you, I was playing with the one cool kid that makes me nervous.
Yeah.
And I ended up telling him that he makes me nervous. And so you just have to be very aware.
I know.
Listen, I know how pathetic it is. I'm aware how pathetic it is.
I just want to highlight one thing before we get down. How you have a man crush on another man that you just met down there.
And before we get into the fact that words hurt.
Yes, words hurt.
No, I don't have a man crush on him. I'm nervous around him.
Whatever it is, it's weird.
Sweaty palms.
I don't have a crush on him.
I just know that last week we got a big pep talk saying, I'm available at all times. Who has told you or signaled to you that I am not available at any time during the day? Please text me, call, and do whatever you want.
I don't want to pile on, but you said immediately as you left the studio yesterday, I'm going to go drive around and text you.
I'm going to tell you. Wait. Now, so you got it. I'm going to tell you. What I said when I left.
All right.
What I said to you, Rob, is I said, I'm going to drive around the community and see if there are any people working on the lines, which I did. And what did I say to you? I said, if I see anybody working, I will let you guys know. And there was nobody working, so I didn't let you guys know. And by the way, 10 hours later is not the time to ask me, because I knew it was just random and it wasn't anything specific. You weren't in the studio saying we still have connectivity issues. You would have told me that. So I know it was just kind of what was your purpose of sending that text?
I was waiting to see if you had any evidence of people working in your neighborhood.
What did I tell you when I left the studio?
That you would text me with what you knew.
I did not say that. I said I will text you if I see people working in the neighborhood.
Well, then
that's what I said. We could actually go back and listen to the tape. Of course, we're not on the air, so we didn't do it on the air.
For clarification,
to be clear, yes. If I'm going to be, there was no real reason for this exchange, and I was not 100% sure of that with my curtness, but I had a hunch that's what it was, and I was.
Well, I wanted to verify before I went to the next level of checking with Telos. But we did, and we found something out that we checked, and we changed, and we should be in good shape today.
Right. Okay. And what do you, would you like to compliment your brother for working till 11 o'clock at night on our audio chain? Isn't that wonderful?
Oscar, fantastic work. Thank you. So thank pleased you. With thank that. You.
I was thinking of texting Mike and telling him how well things were
you
going.
You could give a rat's ass.
But I figured you he was could,
no, here's
hear,
the deal.
Did you hear the dripping with
he
it? It's the same
not
dripping.
Care.
I care.
He doesn't care.
But I don't, what all. I don't like is that you say that I don't care. Because I do care.
you care in a way. You don't care in that way. It's not like you know. If you know, it's not like you'd be here till 11 o'clock at night in the studio, would you?
Well, he also doesn't live close. You know,
it's
he's
true.
Got that long.
So you're being very nice.
Yeah.
You're being very kind.
Potato tot casserole very night. Mm.
Yeah.
And last night he had.
Did he check in with you at 9 o'clock at night?
I actually like briefly spoke with him because there was an option from our friend Fried for Caps
like
tickets.
He looks at me like my kid. He looks at me like my kid. So you say
no,
that
no, because your kid looks at you like he loves you.
You're looking at him. He looks at me. He actually checked with me last night.
I think I'm going to send you a text, Mike, that just says stop.
Because I said, do you want to go see the Caps rivalry game? Can you go? And you said, you know, you had a prior commitment and you're sorry, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the commitment?
The last night?
Yes.
Was I had to...
Chubbicks.
Yeah, last varsity basketball game.
Yeah, there you
senior
go.
Night.
Senior night.
That you're doing the PA announcement.
Yeah. Exactly.
The the racist basketball record. Mm-hmm.
The white music.
Hey, have you seen that lady around since that happened?
Have not seen her. Have not seen her. But, you know, a lot of times the rallies fall on Wednesday night, so...
Right.
He's playing a lot of Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Did you tweak at all? Were you mindful of that woman when you played your
to be mindful of that woman is to give her power.
No. I meant mindful in the opposite direction, where you would be mindful to work her and like play like we said, play some hip hop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I did play some hip hop.
Some Whitesnake.
But I didn't. Whitesnake, my favorite hip hop band. But no, and I didn't see her, so it's a non-issue after all.
You know who I did see, and I was snubbed, and I know we've got a guest coming on in just a bit here.
We do.
Was Mac.
1 minute.
Mac McIntosh, right? I walk into Micro Center last Thursday. I see.
No, we're telling that story after that.
Afterwards.
We're telling that story.
It's a teaser story, yeah.
Because we are up at the 8 minute
mark. Because he's looking at me like he's a rattlesnake about to bite me, and I know I'm going to get you first.
We're coming up at the and this way, when we're done, I can just start my tape. That's the way I think sometimes. That's the
yes.
way I
okay.
Do it. So James Brown got a chance this week. I forgot what day it was, but a wonderful chat with the Super Bowl coming up, and he's a fascinating guy, and with the controversy in the NFL, all that good stuff. Let's listen to our conversation with Mr. JB, James Brown, from the NFL Today, ladies and gentlemen. It has been such a long time, and it's so good to talk to this gentleman. James Brown is an American sportscaster known for being the studio host of the NFL Today on CBS and Thursday Night Football. He is a correspondent for HBO's Real Sports. You know James Brown. You've watched him on the NFL Today. He's a DC guy, too.
Yay!
And he's got a show that airs on Channel 9 every Sunday night and nationwide. 8-time Super Bowl host, 3-time Emmy Award winner, and the most important thing, an ordained minister. And unfortunately, he was not able to do my wedding with Carla, and we asked.
Did he do any of your weddings?
No, none of them. Thank you. JB, I don't know if I should count the years since I last talked to you or the pounds. You look great. By the way, if they were my pounds, it would be no time at all. But you, let me check. You have lost 500 pounds since we last spoke. Is that,
you know,
is
what
that accurate?
It looks like, and it felt like it was about that much. First of all, it's so good to be back with you guys again. Thank you so much. I know you've got topics to cover, and I appreciate it. Sounds like my assistant, Elizabeth, did a great job of plugging that as well, too. But that has been a significant change in my life. Look, you know, athletes, much like guys in general, nothing is sacred, nothing is sacrosanct. They bust my chops about all the weight as well, too, but I feel so much better. Life is so much better, especially given the kind of schedule that's been kept. So, hey, it's all good. And look, I struggled for a while. As you guys know, you've known me that period of time. Howie Long would tease me saying, JB, I look like a swollen tick. I told him I was out swimming in the pool trying to lose some weight. He said, you must look like a wildebeest in the pool. Look, they engage in negative incentive as much of an oxymoron as that is. But, I did find a program that has worked called NutriMost. It's organically clean. It's individualized. I feel just superb.
That's the all seaweed diet, isn't it? That's the Nutrimost.
People would say that. No, you know what? It isn't. Nutrimost is kind of a new program, if you will. Dr. Ray Wisniewski, who founded the program, wanted to make certain that it was an individualized program utilizing organically clean, pharmaceutically clean supplements. There is a weight reduction phase, and I did it during the most difficult time of the year, Mike and Rob. I tell you, and that's during the football season, but it will also turn out to be the easiest because I'm so regimented with my travel that, you know, I would adhere to the program, which is, you know, healthy foods, fish, you know, lean meat, vegetables and fruit. And
you
it
look
was
great.
Falling
yeah, you
off of me. Yeah. So I
you
feel
look
so
amazing.
Hey, look, for one who doesn't have much gluteus maximus, I needed to lose a lot of weight anyway to be in proportion.
I got to ask, Mike and I probably should follow your lead, but, you know, we won't. But I'm just curious, as a heavy guy to an ex-heavy guy, what do you miss? What do you miss most? Or is this program so great that you don't ever look back?
Wow. You know what? Rob, I've never been asked that question. I don't miss anything. Look, I'm very careful about the ambassadorial work that I do with companies. Most often, you guys know me as you know, the caring square guy, if you will. I want to make sure I'm involved in things that benefit people. And so I'm very judicious about that. I did some work with AARP as their national ambassador for community because my mother, God bless her, who passed from the ravages of diabetes, she read voraciously their health books in terms of how to manage her diabetes. So I was committed to working with that. Did some work with Verizon and their whole domestic violence prevention program because men play a significant role in reducing, prayerfully eliminating that kind of a problem. With this, I know a bunch of people who have been struggling with weight, wanting to do the right thing. Certainly that was the case with me. I don't miss anything because I was going up and down the stairs, huffing and puffing, wasn't able to hang out with the grandkids and play all day because I was feeling bad. And I look at pictures of myself, I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
I was up to 295 pounds. You guys remember the refrigerator Perry, William Perry, who played with the Chicago Bears.
Sure, yeah, of course.
He's about how he was a biscuit away from 400 pounds. Right. I was a biscuit away from 300 pounds. And right now I'm knocking in about, you know, close to 218, 220. I want to get down just a bit more, but I feel radically better.
So great.
It's a, you know, we know it's a challenge with Boomer bringing all those snacks to the set of the NFL Today all the time. You know, I mean, constant sugary and
he loves
salty
to bake.
Snacks that
yeah.
he likes to do. JB, last question about weight, and then we're going to get to the game, but I have to ask you about, I would assume that constantly being in the public eye has to be a motivating tool. I know when I've lost weight, I've used the show, kind of being public. You talk about the chop busting that you get about that, but that's a motivating factor as well, is it not?
It really is, because I knew better. Hey, look, I have been asking questions for years. I've tried a number of programs as well, and there's some good ones out there. Don't get me wrong. This one has been the best for me.
Good for you.
Because it is individualized once the assessment is done. And I'm telling you, so, and I was watching a colleague of mine at CBS, an executive who had gone from like 285 down to about 185, 265 down to 185.
Wow.
And he had a daughter who was going through cancer treatment at St. Jude, a gentleman by the name of Ken Agard. And I would see him every weekend. He'd just look at me like, you can do this. You just can't cheat. You can do this. You just can't cheat.
That's
and
it.
I mean, he's like taunting me, but it was all fun. But I saw how it worked for him. And again, once we went through the individualized program, and the key for me was having this wellness coach, a woman by the name of Janine Shea, who would work with me on a daily basis as I'd submit my numbers to her to let her know where I am. And she encouraged me, helping me on the right track. But again, it's all personalized, and it is flat out wonderful. It's easy to do. I'm loving the fact personally because there are no side effects, because there's no medicine
right.
involved, and it's an easy enough program once you understand what's good for you to adhere to. So I'm feeling better. You talk about being real public about it. Nothing better than to be able to wear some clothes from back in college days that I couldn't, or to have to get a new
awesome.
Wardrobe. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's on to the football stuff because I want to get we get you for a
you
short
it.
Time here. Before we get to the big game, this has been an unprecedented year in the NFL with the national anthem controversy. Way back when, seems like a while ago, you guys dealt with it head on. I remember when I watched the show where you had Charles Barkley come in early in the season. Where do you think we are now, JB? Did anything good or bad come out of it. As a football fan, I feel kind of like, okay, that's it's died down now. Where are we? Things are still divisive in this country. What do you think came out of this controversy? Any good, any bad? What do you see from your perspective?
Hey, so Mike and Rob, I think the good that has come out of this is that there are conversations being held out of the public eye between the players and owners and front office leadership with the NFL, including the NFLPA as well. So that's the good thing because, again, these players, I felt badly because a number of the players, their message, the narrative was hijacked when people were saying that it was anti-American flag, it was anti-military, anti-police. It was none of those things. It was absolutely pro dealing with issues that are systemic and long going and corrosive in communities around the country. And these players, to their credit, wanted to not just be about living up in an ivory or ebony tower, making a bunch of money, living a secure life without impacting positively things in their communities. And that's what they wanted the owners to do with around the 32 cities, 31 privately owned, one publicly owned team, to make a difference in their communities. By the way, there have been a number of owners, including Robert Kraft with the New England Patriots, who've been doing things ongoing anyway, again, just out of the public eye. So now I always tell people, just to make it clear, if it were me, I would stand, and I do stand. Those who choose not to because they're just trying to bring attention to issues, those who are meaningfully involved and have been in their communities for years, I commend, because all they want to do is to see the American flag stand for everything that it is represented to stand for all people. So they're out there trying to make a change. I did a story on Chris Long, Howie Long's son. Mm-hmm. Optically, it made sense because there are a number of white ball players who believe as well, too. Chris stands, but he's sympathetic to the cause, and he's meaningfully engaged in behind doors, closed meetings with ownership to talk about what changes can be made in those 32 NFL cities to change, meaningful changes, not just putting up a ball field, but ensuring kids get good educations, their food programs, their job opportunities that these owners can provide so that we can strengthen the fabric of our community. So I'm pretty passionate about that, and that's a good thing, but people should not just take a very narrow viewpoint to say they're being disrespectful, because you know what? That's a guaranteed right, and as long as they're following through with something meaningful, that's awesome with from my perspective.
Well, you know, you're a positive guy, and I'm not as positive as you are. I'll be honest with you.
I wouldn't say that.
No, let me just, and I know we don't have much time, and I got to get to the Super Bowl stuff.
No, really. Let's keep talking. This is good.
I just want to tell you, James, that my experience since I moved down to Florida, and I'm around a lot of seniors down here, and I've had some stuff on my show that you don't know about, but it was bumping into just the worst kind of bigotry that I shouted down, and it caused a lot of consternation. It just seems to me that this kind of behavior is the product of simple minds, and it comes out of simple minds, simple-minded people. And when you see the wedges trying to be put between us, and I'm talking purely, you know, a black-white issue here. You see it because the people that try to divide us love to prey on the simple issues. And there's nothing more simple than you're disrespecting the flag because you're taking a knee. You're not into the. No one's going to think about the nuance of it. They're going to do that. And it frustrates me because this whole, when I had this run-in with this guy who I called out, it was coming out of his discussion about the NFL. And it just seems to me that I hope that I hope that the social activism that came out of the NFL will be the norm as we go into. Do you see that happening? That the players will do that? They'll continue.
Of different sectors, because with CBS News, I've also been doing stories under the overarching theme of a more perfect union, to the degree that people can sit down and to hear one another, not just to put forth their viewpoint, but to hear from another person's viewpoint. Look, my wife and I traveled over to Israel. Robert Kraft sponsored a trip that Israel's ambassador to the U.S. wanted to see a number of athletes, Hall of Fame football players, go over there because they've seen how sports in this country and around the world has moved the social needle forward in promoting this truth of a meritocracy, and that it is a team, using sports vernacular. Things can be accomplished if there is a team-oriented approach to things. I know in the Bible there's the example used about how the human body, every part of the human body is plays an important role in the effectual working of the entire body. That same concept applies in the game of football. What better example is there of team orientation than football? Everybody brings a gift to the table for the benefit of the whole. Well, if we could look at society in that same way, everybody brings a gift. Nobody should be dismissed or shunned or ostracized or vilified simply because of their skin color or what have you. Stop to hear and examine and see what benefit do they bring to the table, and they want to contribute to the whole for the good of all as well, too. What is wrong with that notion? So if people would just hear one another, talk and truly listen, because everybody, they may be using a different swim stroke in the pool, if you will, to get to the goal line. Some may come to the end, but they're all looking for the same goal.
We're talking to James Brown. Wow. He's the host of the NFL Today. And, I talk about myself being a kind of a negative guy sometimes, but I do hold out optimism for that. Let's get on to the game here, on to Super Bowl 52. Can I say the best advice would do, to Eagles fans would be to watch all four quarters? Because this team, the Patriots, James, they, JB, they, you know, you never know. It doesn't matter. It was proven last year. You never know what's going to happen because Tom Brady pulls off miracles. Do you think, the Eagles, Nick Foles, and that defense, they're up to the challenge this year for Super Bowl 52?
First of all, the way you just distilled it down to its simplest form is exactly what you need to do. People, I know it sounds like it is cliche-ish, but it is a 60-minute game.
That's right, and I was fired, and I was fired from a sports station. So how about that, CBS? How about that? I'm doing a podcast in my den now. So how about that? Take that away.
Awesome what you just said, because New England has shown themselves to be, that team shows itself to be, the best prepared team of all. Can Philadelphia do it? You better believe it. They're the number one seed from the NFC side of the house. They have a superb record. They've proven themselves, even having the leading MVP candidate, Carson Wentz, their outstanding quarterback, go down. They've got a backup quarterback who has got a coaching staff, Frank Reich, by the way, who was a quarterback himself and led one of the biggest, if not the biggest, comeback in NFL playoff history when Buffalo came back and beat Houston down, I think, were they 32 points. The point is, they are doing well. That defense is flat out awesome. They smack you in the mouth. They're deep. They're talented. They can all play. They are not pushovers at all. They come from a tough, grizzled environment like Philadelphia. So, yes, they're capable, but the key is not to allow the New England Patriots get too far ahead of them, because there's no team better. Talk about having undergone a metamorphosis when they were 2-2, the Patriots at the top of the season with a horrific defense that everybody thought, we have an opportunity to maximize on this weakness, and do they not do what they do well, and that is to make the adjustments, and now they're in the top five, the number five ranked team in terms of defensive scoring. They keep you from scoring, so you have to have your thinking cap on for all 60 minutes against the Patriots.
That's Do they allow you to predict? Do they allow you?
In design parity, they are the best at it.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, James. Do they allow you to predict? Do they allow you to give us a prediction?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm allowed to. I've just never, you know what, because I didn't play the game, I never disrespect those guys who cross the white lines. All I ever want to see, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, is an outstanding game. People should not sleep on the Philadelphia Eagles. They played the role of underdog. How are you an underdog when you're still the number one seed from the NFC side of the house? They played the role of underdog. Well, I just want to see a competitive game, and they have absolutely every bit the opportunity to win this game. But like John Madden says, until the defending champion is dethroned, New England is, they are the reigning champs. You've got to take the crown away from them.
All right, we have, Rob has a quick question, then I will give you five rapid fire with like one word answers, and then we will let you go and have your lunch in Minnesota. We'll do that.
Oh, good. Thank you, guys.
You have your kale in Minnesota when you do that. Go ahead, Rob.
As you know, football is all about statistics, so I crunched some numbers this morning. Did you know that James Brown has hosted 16% of all Super Bowls?
Oh, my God. Great stat.
To be about 60%. I did not. Wow.
That's a lot. That's 8 of 52. Do you have one favorite memory from hosting the Super Bowl? Because I've seen you go 12, 13 hours a day.
Five, so we got to make it quick, James, because we know you have to go. We're honoring your time.
Down in New Orleans when the power went out, of course, in the height era of terrorist attacks, that was nerve-wracking, and we had to ad-lib. But that was fun.
All right, that's cool. We're gonna go. I'm gonna give you five rapid fires right now.
And
these some are normal, some are not. You know me, JP. You know the way it works.
All good.
Do you hate DC traffic as much as everyone else?
No, LA is far worse.
Okay, very good. Okay. Number 19. I'm sorry, I'm going backwards here. I'm not going to give you 19 questions. Don't worry. does Les Moonves smell like brute cologne?
Yeah, hey, you know what? He smells beautiful to me, whatever kind of cologne he wears. one of the smartest, most gifted
right.
in the industry. Right along with Ken Chenault of American Express.
Yeah, you have the job, James. You have it.
This man is a professional. And look at how much more successful he is than me.
I know.
I could have only played nice with management. Anyway, here we go. Has Jim Nance shown you his golf hole?
Has he shown me his?
Golf hole.
The one in his backyard, you're referencing?
His backyard. Have you been a gym?
I'm heading out to Pebble Beach next week to do some interviews for the JB show. I'll get a chance to check it out then.
There you go. Have you ever talked weight loss with Sir Charles?
Yes. And you know what? Charles is still heavy. I told him to come to my program. He'll definitely lose the weight with Nutrimos. But I respect the fact that he is conscious of it and working on it. Hey, the big thing with Charles is to work on that golf swing that allegedly...
that golf swing is terrible. And the last one, does Bill Cowher chew on nails during commercial breaks on the set of the NFL Today?
The calmest, coolest guy, one of the best coaches I have ever worked with. I have huge respect for one Bill Cowher. Awesome man.
If you want to read a wonderful book, it is called The Role of a Lifetime, Reflections on Faith, Family, and Significant Living by James Brown and Nathan Whitaker. Let me tell you something. This is a man who is the definition of what it is to be a professional broadcaster. Mm. He has been nothing but nice to me and to Don and myself when we had the Don and Mike show. And JB, always a pleasure. I wish you nothing but the very best. You're a great guy, and I love having you on the show. Don't be a stranger. Come see us at our studios in D.C. We'd love you to come by.
I was about to say, can I talk to you and Rob again? Please have me on. You guys are awesome. You keep me intellectually sharp, and I love it on all points.
Yeah.
Thank you, JB, and have fun at the Super Bowl. Where are you watching the game? Are you going to be in Bob Kraft's suite for the game?
I'm flying home Sunday morning. When we don't have it, we have it next year in Atlanta. I'll be home, get a chance to go to church for the first Sunday in quite a while, actually the second Sunday, and I'll watch it at home.
Smart, man.
Let's do some more. You guys are awesome. I would love to be on here again.
You are too. Thanks, JB. Take care.
Sounds good. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always a pleasure to talk to JB. We've done it for years, and what an amazing success he is. Great guy, and always fun to have him down there. And by the way, very smart to get on an airplane on Sunday morning or Saturday afternoon, like I used to get out of any city, especially Minnesota, not the biggest airport in the world. It's great. That's JB, and wonderful. It's great. I'm sorry that Oscar was flat on his back for that.
I didn't miss him.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Attaboy, man. You see that? That's the way to ride him. All right. First string offense, take water.
Give me a huddle.
Dummy-os. Follow your dummy-o QBs in the mud first scrimmage.
Think about it now.
Your attitude's turning you left right now, boy.
Keep smiling, shithead.
Used to hammer my ass the exact same way 27 years ago.
Hell, it's good for them. Them boys is having the time of their lives. No doubt about it.
Hoop-de-hoop left on one. Ready? Break!
Let's go, Big Mox! Shift!
What the hell kind of offense is that? Kimmer going to his ass. Watch this.
See?
Jesus name, Moxon. What are you doing? What kind of Lulu formation you pulling?
It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret. Your dummy O's can't even run a simple draw. And you got secret formations? For brains, this ain't no fucking saying loud.
It's called a oop to you.
Oh, this is OPU.
Mississippi Valley State's averaging over 40 points a game with this offense. Overload the defense on the strong side, burn them one on one the other.
You got a bad attitude, and you don't listen. We do things around here my way. You understand that? You think you're in some fancy school? Bull. You show me the kind of smarts, makes me wonder if you know the difference between a sneeze and a wet fart. You're going to be second string all your life, boy.
Man, Kilmer loves the bag on your boy, Sammy. Been on him all season.
Oopty oop. Give me a break. Oopty fucking oop. Give me a break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. I love it when I
when I play tapes from my golf rounds down here. It's always fun.
Was that when you were golfing with John Voight?
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios at our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it and a new mic came. And if you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by eHarmony. Ah. If you tried online dating, chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that never materialize. You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture, and you'll never swipe left or swipe right into a lasting relationship. eHarmony is unlike any other online dating site. It's built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not a shallow hookup site. And I know you might think, well, what if I want it? Well, listen, do you want to live a good life? Do you want to live a happy life?
A fulfilled life.
A fulfilled life? It's eHarmony. It uses years and years of science, data, psychological research to send you the right matches. There are plenty of hookup sites, but that's not what eHarmony does. eHarmony brings compatible people together. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you are ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there is only one app that's built to bring you real love.
Love!
eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started and enter code TMOS at checkout. Don't forget that TMOS.
Very important.
Love eHarmony.
Do
because
not.
Because they're all about love and love makes the world go round, okay?
Yes.
Love, love me do. All right? Love on the rocks.
Ain't no big surprise.
Why don't you share a loving moment with us for between you and Carla?
Yeah.
Ah, boy. There have been multiples. We've done.
Good
we've done
for you.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh.
Sorry.
Why are you dressed like a gym teacher coach? Whatever.
Because when I came to
gym teacher coach, yeah.
When I came to DC the last time, I popped over to my alma mater and I purchased one of my American University shirts from the American University store because I support my alma mater that way. Certainly don't give to the alumni fund.
No.
What kind of shorts
that for my
are
buddy
you wearing
Rob Johnson
with that shirt?
What's that?
Like bike shorts? What are you wearing?
No, I'm wearing golf shorts, black golf shorts.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah,
That's.
I think he was hoping for tight coaching shorts like Cam wears on Modern Family.
No, not coaching shorts. And to be honest with you, the sports logo, college logo looks a little odd on the golf course. If you're going to be pristine, but I'm not in the weight class just yet where I can wear the real stylish. And by the way, even if you are in that weight class, the slim stuff does not look good on the man over 50. It doesn't.
No.
It's not right. You want to be over 50. That's it. You know,
Goosey.
By the way, I'm in a bit of a state of euphoria today because I didn't talk about this because I felt if I talked about it, you guys and our listeners would react like my wife would react because I had another malady and it was another orthopedic malady because I played in my golf tournament 2 days in a row. I was wearing spikes that I normally don't. I torqued my knee and I'm here to say that I was worried. Nobody knew that I was worried, but I was freaked out.
Well, sure.
My God in heaven, not another thing with my failing overweight body. Do not do that. And it turned out that I got through yesterday and things are on the mend.
Yes,
kind of automatically.
Big win.
That's what I really love. When your body takes care of itself, that makes
literally
me
took
very,
a knee.
Very happy.
Yeah.
I got my brace. I got my knee brace on right now. I got a great knee
brace. Was
it your
fighting knee from Clyde's or your healthy knee?
My healthy knee. My healthy knee.
No.
My sort of healthy knee. I don't have a joint in my body that hasn't been poked or prodded or scoped or shaved or the bone.
How are your elbows?
The elbows are great, but good. I've had a cortisone shot in one of my, I think it's my right one.
Wow.
When I was playing hockey, I had a cortisone shot in my right elbow when I was like 23. So that counts too.
I had a friend go to the hockey game last night.
Yeah.
And he sent me a text with a picture of much like the Walk of Fame where they have the Hollywood stars.
Sure.
In front of the Mons Chinese Theater, right?
Mans.
Is it Mons?
It's Mans.
It's not Mans.
Mons Venus, Mans Chinese
okay,
Theater.
Thank you.
Although, if you want to take two great concepts, how about a place where they have people that porn stars like put their attributes in cement.
Man's
and
Chinese
theater.
There you go.
Including their naughty bits.
Hey, look, Ron Jeremy.
Where all the fake Superman, Spider-Man, and their crafty costumes are for $5.
Yeah, Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, but
Ron Jeremy, by the way, banned from the AVNs for groping.
Really?
Sexual harassment. How weird is that?
Oh, you know, well, they have to keep that production above board, Mike.
It's ridiculous.
AVNs?
Most disgusting thing. I've been in Vegas for the AVNs. It's gross.
Oh, my
it's gross because you see really what that industry is really about.
But you had to pick up your award.
There's a, well, no.
Shot back job of the year.
That's right.
I remember the moment. I remember the moment that I didn't like marijuana, and I remember the moment that I thought that the industry, the porn industry, was not glamorous and fun. It was just kind of sad and disgusting.
Yeah,
that's
I think the word
that happened
was
out at in Vegas.
Skanky is that you said?
It was Porno Dan who used to come on the Mike O'Mara show, and he's talking to, I don't remember the name of the porn star that he was having a conversation, but she was so needy to be shocking and obnoxious, and she was having a conversation, and it was so. I said, hey, I'll catch you later, and I never caught him later.
Enough is enough. Kinda, I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
kinda nasty.
The text I got from right outside the Capital One Arena now. No longer the Verizon Center. My Capital One Arena.
It's not the Verizon Center? It's not MCI Center
they've
anymore?
They've changed the name once again.
Mm-hmm.
The dollars go up, the name changes.
That's right. Okay, so the Capital One, then they're going to control everything. What's in your wallet, right?
Yeah. Tell you what, after you go there, what's in your wallet? Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, the modern sports event, right? The modern sports event, not really even doable.
No.
But
what are they charging for a beer now?
You can get an IPA, well, a double IPA, I would say 16 ounces, right? Is that fair? For $15, roughly?
A can of Bud, a tall boy of Bud is $10. A can of Bud!
You know what? I think that people have to protest that. That because you hear people bitch about it all the time now, and it's no longer even remotely fair.
It's cheaper to drink at the restaurant next door.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And that should not be the case.
Speaking
it's of the cheaper to have someone FedEx you a beer.
Speaking of the restaurant next door, I get a picture of where the fight broke out in front of Clyde's on my phone.
We've gotten to a point now where it's now just the fight.
Yeah.
Who sent
it's one of my friends that knows about the fight, because every time we went to Clydesdale, this is where Mike busted his knee when he got in the fight.
Because you say it, you hope.
Well, no,
you
I don't. Say it. It's lore. It's part of
but
DC
you weren't
lore.
Even there, though. You weren't there.
No, no. But Mike, I...
It wasn't jerky. Was it jerky?
It wasn't jerky.
Jerky was there.
Yes, he was.
Jerky did text
William
me.
William Stillwell was there.
I didn't know that Goat was there.
Goat
wasn't
was
he?
There.
I don't
Goat
know.
Goat was there. Yeah, I think Goat had come in late.
What did he say to you? Mr. O'Mara, looks like
I understand that you've had a bit of pugnacious activity.
Hey, you require a bit of assistance getting to the medical vehicle.
If I don't catch up, we're not going to do it. Right. Oscar's got a wonderful story about intern Mac, and if we after we get that, I need to talk to Mac about a serious offer for him.
Yes,
which has been a couple of weeks. You know, I didn't realize he rolls in every month to the show. I wasn't aware of that. But we'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. By the way, thanks to James Brown, JB. That was
great.
He's great.
Huge,
really
huge.
Loved having him on the show. We will take a break. Come back with more on the show.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. He himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, be like the big guy in the sky. Give the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's blessedly simple to do, and you're sharing the gospel of the world's most beloved podcast. Plus, you can send the gift certificates directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Be generous. Be selfless. Be a giver. The future of our show depends on it forever and ever.
Amen. I think it's really blasphemous when you say that. That's why I say that at the end. Because that would be perfectly acceptable until the part where I go, amen.
Yeah.
But it sounds like a real prayer, and that's real.
As
real
a matter
whatever.
Of fact, I think there was amen in the copy that you cut.
Was there really?
Yeah, I think you did not say amen in the original copy. And I think, you know what?
See, that's the old Catholic me. Just
I know, but when you
paranoid.
Did that, the copy comes over. I said, you know what? Probably best.
I know. I'd sure like to be a reverend like James Brown.
An ordained minister. That's right.
JB is an ordained minister, but a real one, not like a fake one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. What's the scariest thing about making a big financial move? It's the fact that a huge hunk of your money is being handled by someone that you don't know, who doesn't care about you. That's why you need Cornerstone First Financial. We've got a special relationship with the people at Cornerstone First Financial, and we'd like you to have a special relationship with them as well, Mr. Santana.
Mike, I talked to them yesterday as I was leaving the building because Rob doesn't care that Rob Ford and I are here late night trying to tweak every ounce of this studio to make it sound like 100% platinum. Right.
Oscar?
Yes.
Attaboy.
Thank you, man. I said, how was your day? He goes, you know what? I had a customer call today. They said I want to pay down my house. I've got a 30-year mortgage. I want to go down to 15. I only have X amount of dollars left. He said, well, you don't need me. Why don't you just pay down the principal, and you don't even have to pay the closing costs to refinance? He loves giving people the right advice.
He does. He really
does.
That's
what's great Absolutely. About Cornerstone.
Listen, whether it's a refi, getting you pre-approved to buy a home, we know these guys. They're Oscar Santana approved. Lock in a rate before it's too late. The Fed has rates going up, and they've got that look that says
it's got that look. You got that look.
Sentence out. Save money by calling today. I'll never get it right. You know that. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right now. Cornerstone First Financial. Before we get to Mr. Santana and Mr. Mack, I will tell you that Jimmy Cerrito texted me yesterday that he got the town of Herndon passed. They have one inspection left. I believe it's the health inspector.
Yep, he's 80% there.
If that goes down, we're going to be there for the real grand opening of the wing, which will be special. I think that'll be wonderful. I'm looking forward to that.
We're going
to
go and have some pizza and talk about Cuba.
That's right.
Yes. Learn about Cuba, having some food. All right, Mac McIntosh, yes. Oscar says before the show today, he was snubbed again by Mac, and then he wanted to tell his story, but we had the James Brown interview we had to play. So, you know, we got a time clock here. We got to do what we're doing. So how did he do this again after you corrected him rather vigorously the last time?
The pep talk. He showed him the error of his ways.
Again, just for clarification, especially for our new two TMOS listeners, when I walk to Mac's office, I get to see him before he sees me because it's nighttime and it's daytime inside.
Oh, right? So he's backlit.
Yeah, he's backlit.
Yeah, he can't see out the window, but you can see in.
It's an old stage trick.
So as an almost 40-year-old man, I do the bit where I go and put my hands and face, press it against the glass, so he'll see me behind all his customers.
There any other employees or customers around when you're doing this?
There is, but I have no self-respect.
It's kind of like Midnight Express, Mike.
And I also know I'll never see any of these gnomes again, right?
Billy, please.
Oh, Billy.
Yes.
Billy.
Don't. No. No one wants that.
The nipple almost came out, but it was freezing. So
it really did almost come out.
I did the face and the hands. And I got nothing because it looked like he was actually working. So I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to sneak through and give him that leer that every woman with a nice tuchus has ever felt when someone's looking at their ass, like someone's staring at me, right?
Okay, all right. So you're messing with him, basically.
So I leer at him as I'm walking by like an ex-girlfriend would.
Leering.
And then I kind of get like the acknowledgement of, I know you're staring at me, but I'm not going to stare at you. And he went right back to his customer. At this point, I see his manager in the distance, who I've made friends with, and I go, you know what?
Dennis is his manager. Is there a problem here?
I'm gonna leave Mac alone. I'm just gonna walk to the man. I said, sir, I'm sorry if you saw me leering at your employee. I was just doing a bit that probably makes no sense in the store, but I'm gonna come to you now and pretend like I wasn't doing that.
Really go to the manager of a computer store and say you were doing a
Mac,
bit?
Is all this true? Is this true? What's going on?
I mean, it might have been true, but I did not see him.
You need to get your eyes checked, or you've got a lazy eye because it's always staring at me. So I literally go to his manager and I'm like, hey, I see Max up front with a customer. I was wondering, you know, when a good time would be for me to engage with him because I need some discounts on these cables.
I did
have a handful of cables in my hand, so I think it was implied that there was a discount.
Were you exchanging or had you selected them?
I had selected. I had a nice selection of cables. Super easy.
Was this early evening?
This was around 6 p.m.
Yes. Okay, so this is on your way prior to going to the studio.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting absolutely all
the
cables. Right.
And, well, you know, to be fair, that is the dinner rush at Micro Center.
And do they have a rush?
Yeah.
So he said, you know, I guess it should lighten up in just a little bit. Have you tried texting him? And I said, I don't want to text him when he's talking to his customers. I respect the boy's job, right? So then I lean in for maybe, well, if he can't give me a discount, Mac Attack, because he's working with his customers.
Right.
Maybe the manager can help
what
you.
What about helping a celebrity out? You know, got to get to the other studio. Sure. Time's
what
ticking.
What celebrity was there?
Me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought perhaps Doreen Gensler came by.
Doreen Gensler.
That was really painful on both sides. So...
Gather yourself.
Well, this are you Andy Ockershausen? No. Right. DC celebrities.
Right. Are you Mike Moss? I've got some free time on my hands.
Hey, look, it's Jim Loke.
Hey, hold on. Charlie Brotman's in the corner.
Yeah.
DC has so many like
Charlie
like
Brotman was in the corner. He'd be propped up in the corner.
Okay.
It's Kathleen Matthews, and she's standing next to her husband.
What is your manager's name that is a fan of the show and is a supporter of you and actually took you under his wing? Name
Cokie Roberts is looking at monitors.
His name is Jeff.
Okay. Jeff, right?
Jeff.
I'm glad he said it because I didn't want to out the man.
Right.
So I look at Jeff with the wink-wink eyes, like, hey.
Can you help a brother out here, huh?
Let's get the fast pass, right?
Meanwhile, over on aisle 5, J.C. Hayward is selecting a cordless mouse.
Now, there is no celebrity justice because Director Jeff... Because I said...
Manager Jeff.
I said, you know, I think you've got a great employee on your hands because last time I asked for a discount, he said he'd get fired if he gave me one. And, you know, just wondering like, you know, he's the company man.
You are as transparent as plexiglass.
Yeah. And he goes, I think maybe you should leave him alone today just because he's got so many customers. And maybe just...
The manager said that to you?
Essentially saying I was persona non grata.
Wow. Really? So the manager said to pound sand?
He didn't say leave him alone. He goes, maybe take it easy on him today and just you know, break his balls on the air because he's pretty busy.
He's pretty busy.
Sure.
Were you super busy, Mac?
I may have been. I don't remember what day this was.
How can you? Come on. Jesus Christ. I mean, we're getting the story. If he's lying, tell us he's lying.
No, this is Thursday. Last Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then Thursdays are pretty busy. Yeah.
Why are they that busy? Because it looks...
I don't know.
You get to home to watch Family Ties.
You're getting the vibe I'm getting that none of what's coming out of Oscar's mouth is true, and Mac doesn't want to dispute him because he doesn't want to get into a fight.
This is all true.
I think what Oscar's saying is true, and I think Mac is probably... When he is at his job, we've had several stories that corroborate this theory.
All right.
I'm running out of time.
I've got to manage the clock. Hit the spots. We'll finish this when I have to manage time. I have to manage time, and we are going to run out of it if I don't do this. We will take a break and come back and hopefully wrap this up and find out what the hell was going on when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's time for a change.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tony Perkins.
Hi, it's me, Gary. You don't need my last name by now because you know it. I'm at the supermarket.
Gary does go to the supermarket this week, and it is quite the ordeal. Also, we try to figure out, are we boys?
Oh, we boys.
Yeah, are we boys or are we not? We're going to get into all of that. You know what we're talking about, don't you? I don't know why I'm talking like this, but it seems like that's the kind of voice I should use. Anyway, check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
If I use that voice, I'd get in trouble.
The Tony Perkins Show.
That's one of the funniest things he's ever said.
It's good stuff.
If I use that voice, I get in trouble. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Quip. Good oral health impacts your overall health. So why aren't you brushing your teeth properly? Tell me. Why?
Answer me.
Be smart. Start brushing better today. All you need is Quip, the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush. Sits on my mirror. It's got a beautiful carrying case.
Love it.
It's not really a carrying case. It's just a holder that you put. It's so easy.
But it does
so
have a carrying case for when you travel.
Yes, it does. The Quip company is wonderful. They're an electric toothbrush packing premium vibration and timer features into an ultra slim design or so. At half the cost. At half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek, it's elegant, and so well designed.
Arch.
My God. It makes brushing your teeth a pleasure.
I saw you at Micro Center, Arch.
What?
Saw you at Micro Center.
Thank you.
No discount.
Quip is backed by leading dentists and was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again. Your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before. Thank you, Quip. You're going to love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We got to wrap the story up with Oscar. What did Mac do to you?
Mac, basically.
Did he big time you?
He blackballed me. Something happened between my last super discount, which was all above board during the friends and family discount days.
Yeah, yes. You're not trying to get anything that's not a good for their business. They're making a profit on
that's
you.
That's right.
Come on.
You're a friend.
I would never highlight the fact that someone said, hey, you've done enough. You've taken too much. Move along. Mm. Right?
Right.
Now, I want to ask Mac what I did wrong. And where I misstep, because apparently he's in the know and I'm not.
All right, Mac, what's going on?
So one, you come in without letting me know. So I'm not expecting you, so I'm not looking for you, meaning I won't notice you. Mm. I did not see you. Both the last two times you came in, I did not even see you.
Okay.
Second.
Counterpoint. Hold on, can you counterpoint?
Okay, go ahead.
We don't have time for counterpoint.
We don't have time for counterpoint.
He's managing the clock.
Because
remember what I was going to do? I have a part in this.
Yes.
Where I'm gonna, remember I was talking about the thing
that
I was
right.
going to do?
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to do now based on this exchange, but I want to mention that. Go ahead, Mac.
And second, there are only certain times of the year where there's friends and family discount. And if it's not that time of year, I can't do it.
Then tell me this, man. I'm just coming in like the hot chick, and then I'm leaving a painful price.
Well, you don't ever. I mean, I have told you when it was. When it was.
When it was.
When it was.
When
it was.
When it was.
I know. I take a whiz in the back of your store. That's what a restroom is. That's what I always do when I get there.
Is it a great bathroom?
It actually is pretty clean.
Yeah. Do you get discounts all year?
I get discounts all year, yes.
Of course you do.
Where is the store located again?
It's Fairfax. In Fairfax.
All right. And so when you're out doing the Bode stuff, you go out to the store, right?
Well, it's on the way. I pick up what I need for this studio and for that studio, and I move on with my life. And sometimes I stop by Michael's in case we're having a sale.
What?
Michael's is right next door.
It's right next door.
It's right next door.
They have everything.
You get there?
What?
What do you get there?
Well, wrapping paper's cheaper after Christmas. So I pick it up.
Many
right,
layers of him. Right. I don't understand. That's fascinating to me. Wrapping paper. I didn't.
Sure.
Know.
Yeah, it's 70% off.
And you know, he's got lots of room in his house to store stuff like that. So
that's true.
It's a good time to stock up.
I take it to my parents. My mom seems happy. I've done something for her. I know that she doesn't get out and about as much. I was like, hey, mom, I was at.
That's
Michael's.
Wonderful. Mm. That's that. Mac, is your management team aware of just how much exposure they get on this show?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. They know.
Right. Okay. Right. How about this? Can you talk to Jeff, or El Jefe, as I like to call him, all right? Mm-hmm.
You have a good relationship with this Jeff guy, Oscar?
Jeff is great. Like, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Very
but he
good.
Does okay. not mince words when he says, leave the lad alone. No discounts for you today, son.
Okay, he gets it. All right, very good. And what say you, Mac?
I can definitely talk to him.
Yeah, soften
him
up.
See what we can do.
Soften him up.
And also, a proactive reaction to this, Mac, would be, Oscar, I'm sorry. I always get a discount. Tell me what you need, and I will buy it for you as long as you reimburse me.
I can't do that.
Though. No, he can't. That's illegal.
That is
against the terms of service.
That is against
right. He would never do that. Do it.
No, he can't.
Do it.
He can't. The man.
No one needs to know.
The man.
He listens
lie.
To the show.
But okay, we're never gonna do it. Do
the,
it.
The only thing Max ever brought me in my life, right?
Right.
Was an
thief.
Was an HDMI cable.
Thief. Spiewak. Thief. Yeah. Burglar,
right? He Mac, Mr. Spiewak is not your moral compass. He's not. He is not the one that will keep your
gaming
job.
The system.
Yes.
Gaming the system.
You keep doing
life.
What you're doing, but you butter up El Jefe and see what happens.
Exactly.
I'll do what I can.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Well, based on this performance, I was toying with the idea of offering you a job as a movie reviewer, but I'm not going to do that now. There. That's
it's off the table.
Oh, no. No, it's just, this was such an uninspired performance today. You know, that it, when he was spotlighted, that it's just like, I'm not sure.
I had a good run.
I was, you know what I was going to say, Matt? I was going to do that because you've really been accurate with your movie reviews. What was the last one you gave me? What was the last movie you
watched? The last one was I, Tonya.
I, Tonya was probably one of the most spot-on reviews. You nailed it. You nailed it that it didn't have a point of view, that you come away kind of thinking on your own and making your own decision. Yeah. I thought it was absolutely perfect. And because of your comments on the movie, and I mean this sincerely, I went into the theater with a preconceived notion of the movie that helped me enjoy the movie more. And that's why I said, man, and I said to Carla walking out, I said, you know what? I'm going to offer Mac a job as a movie reviewer, but I think we need to let some more time pass. You okay with that?
Yeah. It was a good run. Yeah.
What other movie? Right,
what run? It was a good run. Now I want to offer him the job. I want to. How many movies do you see on a given like 2 week period?
2 week. Two movies. I see a movie every Saturday with my friend.
Who's, you do, you go to the movies every Saturday?
Friend.
See, that's
Yankee Cranky.
What?
Really?
It's a tough room. What? This is a very tough room. would you like to come in? When do you come in anyway? Are you on a set schedule or do you just waltz in when you feel like it?
I mean, I'm supposed to be here every Thursday.
Thursday is perfect for movie reviews. Yes. Mm-hmm. What's the last movie you went to see?
The Post.
Yes.
Okay, The Post.
See? Yes.
I'm seeing that today, Mac. Okay. Is it worthwhile?
Oh, absolutely. It is.
What did you love about it?
I didn't know much about the time. I've never heard that story. And it was just told great with, there's tons of drama and there's like whole First Amendment fight with Nixon actually trying to shut down the Post. And it's just, I never knew all about it. So it's a great historical movie.
I like his reviews. And I like him like this. I like him when we kind of like do him spontaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So I'll let you know. How many orange sweatshirts would you give it?
I would give it 5 orange sweatshirts.
Whoa!
Out of 5?
Yes, out of 5.
Out of 5. Oscar, didn't you also
definitely
tell me
Oscar
that that's
worthy.
A great movie to go see?
I gave it 5 oranges because I'm Latin.
Valencias?
Yes. The Valencia oranges. Only
5
the best.
Valencia oranges.
In a bag on the side of the
road. That's incredible. That's great. Is Rob giving you a line to read right now? Okay, go ahead.
Democracy dies in the dark.
True.
Wow.
See, if you have a capper for your review, that's what's going to make the bit work.
All right. So I'll let you know. We're going to see. By the way, we're going to 2:00 today.
Nice.
We're going to 2:00. Being bad parents, the babysitter is picking the kid up and taking him to T-ball practice.
Good.
Which is really like organized daycare anyway.
So really from school straight to daycare and you won't ever see the boy?
Won't know he exists. But one last thing I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
Guess what we opened up last night because he had his first piano lesson.
Ooh.
Guess the keyboard?
Guess what the keyboard. Guess what the first thing is he went to this morning?
He's
got his keyboard.
That's
I put it
sweet.
Together. Absolutely. He's loving every minute of it. Really. I mean, this is.
Did you tell him you used to play piano every day on the show?
I told him I played piano at the Willard Hotel in the lobby.
Did you really?
Well, when they're 4, you can lie to them. Yes, I was an accomplished pianist.
You're pianist. One of the Baker boys?
Yes, I was I had the Michelle Pfeiffer sitting on my piano, lying on my piano.
Were you Bo or Jeff? I forget.
I was Bo.
Yeah.
Hey. Get right up and sit on my piano, Michelle. When did Bo Bridges turn into this guy? There you go. That's one of my favorite impressions. Yes. Yes, I'm Bo Bridges. I'm going to be like this for 40 more years.
If I was Jeff Bridges, I'd be, doing only Western movies
All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara
Could
show,
we?
The Bridges Boys.
If I brought up a script from the Fabulous Baker Boys, could you do both voices?
I'll do them as they currently are today.
Yes!
Hey, brother.
I thought you're late for practice. You're late for practice.
Bring the script in. We'll do it.
We'll do it
this week. This week. We'll be right back with news you may not need.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor in your underwear every week? Or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song and secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not-so-guilty pleasure to pleasure@mikeomarashow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@mikeomarashow.com. And you never know, people might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Gentlemen, it is Super Bowl week here. Yes. And Super Bowl Sunday will be spent at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia.
Yay.
But you can relive the moment now by simply ordering Madden NFL 18 for the PlayStation 4 or Xbox from Amazon.
It's a great game. I played it with Robert. Even I like this football game.
You talk about the Madden curse, not this time around, because Tom Brady's on the cover.
TB.
And he's in the Super Bowl.
There you go. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that Madden game and more at MikeOmaraShow.com. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
I need a cleaning person to come in my studio. If I showed you, if I took a camera around this right now, you guys would be stunned.
You know who would be a great person to clean your studio? Is Bo Bridges.
Hey, notice there's some paper on the floor. I could get down here just a second with my brother Jeff, and we could do it. Jeff, why don't we clean up Mike's studio? You want to do that right now?
Well, I don't understand why it's got so much crap on the floor. What's all that paper? Yeah, clean those papers.
I can't wait till little Michael's walking around with stacks of paper. And he's just saying, the papers, the papers.
Tons of papers. Like that movie, The Post. All about the Pentagon Papers.
On today's news you may not need, our kicker story will not have a funny line at the end. It will simply have a question.
Okay.
That may make you chuckle.
All right.
That's our caveat for today. George Clooney is on the new episode of David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, and he tells the story of how he met his wife, Amal. A friend of George's was coming over, and he called George and asked if he could bring a friend. That friend was Amal. She and George had never met. Then George got a call from his agent who said, quote, I met this woman who's coming to your house who you're going to marry.
Wow.
Obviously, they hit it off and, quote, stayed up all night talking, which is cool for me because that's how my wife and I met.
That's how adults do it.
Literally, yeah. All night talking.
No more Netflix and chill. You actually Netflix.
We actually did sit on the couch and speak. We did. I left that house at 5:30 in the morning. I talked to Carla for about 3.5 hours. Mm. I am not kidding you. That was and I hadn't done that before. Before they parted, he got her email address because she was supposed to send him some pictures. I don't know what kind of pictures. They started talking, but he still wasn't sure if she was into him. Here's his quote. I didn't know if she wanted to go out with me. I just thought, you know, we were buddies.
Oh, come on, you're George Clooney. The weird thing is that her email address was futuremrsgeorgeclooney@gmail.com.
Kathy Griffin, oh boy, here we go, had to make alternate plans for New Year's Eve after she lost her CNN gig to Andy Cohen, so she spent the night at home, quote, with my handsome boyfriend making love. Thanks, Kathy.
Oh, why would you tell the world that?
I know, because
that?
She does, because Kathy does not have any judgment.
No ghost.
When she was at that that event, did the ball drop at midnight?
Every now and then. She wasn't planning on watching Andy and her old co-host Anderson Cooper, but her boyfriend DVR'd it so he could hate watch it later. They ended up watching it together, and Kathy called it, quote, a dumpster fire. Well, she's right about that.
True.
This is from a profile in The Hollywood Reporter about how Kathy is trying to get her career back on track, and in case you're worried about how she's doing, she's going to be fine. Believe it or not, she is worth about $32 million, Mr. Powers.
And not to me.
Also, the only brand that was hurt during that broadcast was Andy Cohen's.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Because you realize you're like, that guy has no ad lib, like off the cuff talent.
No. No, he can do the gossipy stuff, but he's not, you know, he's got his niche. That's a lot of people. According to a recent study on loneliness, calling your parents more often could actually help them live longer. Researchers followed 1,600 older adults for 6 years, kept an eye on how lonely and isolated they felt. The average age in the study was 71, and people who showed signs of loneliness were significantly more likely to die over the course of the study. I suddenly feel like I'm John Tesh. In 6 years, 23% of the people who felt isolated passed away, compared to 14% of the ones who were more social. And according to researchers, even something as simple as a phone call might help. Intelligence for...
Carla's like, he's so dreamy and smart.
Tesh. Well, you used to call your mom every day.
I did.
I love that. And I call my
every day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And she's dead. No!
Fake news.
Hey, hold on. William O'Mara, my father passed away in, I think, 1992. That's how long ago. And he was 77. Do the math. How old would he be? How old would he be?
Well, 92 was 25 years ago, so he'd be 102?
102?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. God, I'm old.
Yeah.
God. You're not old. Mike, you are not old.
102 or 103, depending on his birthday.
Yeah. Anyway, someone went through a bunch of surveys taken. Did I do my thing? Did I hit my sound? Did I?
Hit it again.
Did I teach you that here? Someone went through a bunch of surveys taken by people who identified as Patriots fans, Patriots fans, or Eagles fans. Here are four random ways the two fan bases are different. Number one, Eagles fans are twice as likely to prefer hard liquor. 45% say they like it more than beer or wine, compared to just 21% of Patriots fans. That's a dangerous statistic as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
But the also hard liquor, product of the city. It's such a depressing city. You got to drink more.
I know. They have at least one favorite beer in common. The top three beers Eagles fans have bought in the last month are Yingling, Corona, and Heineken. The top three for the Patriots, Sam Adams, Corona, and Budweiser. The Patriots fan base is more spread out geographically, which isn't surprising. 55% of Pats fans live outside the Northeast, compared to just 36% of Eagles fans. That's daddy's raising sons that they don't want to teach them how to lose.
That's bandwagoners, right?
That's bandwagon fans.
They like the Yankees as well.
Pat it with the Cowboys. You know how many people like your age?
America's Rob, team.
America's team, the Cowboys. Right. You know, it's like, well, why are you a Cowboys fan? Because my dad was a candy ass. Thank you. Very good.
I'm a Redskins fan because I hate myself.
Eagles fans are more likely to describe themselves as leaders and problem solvers. Pats fans are more likely to describe themselves as funny, punctual, and patient. That's a cool survey.
Yeah.
And number four, Patriot fans hate talking on the phone slightly more than Eagles fans do. Well, that's a New England thing, I think. 51% said they'd rather get a text than a phone call, compared to 41% of Philly fans. Intelligence for your life. I'm John Tesh.
Well, the reason Philly fans hate getting texts is because 9 times out of 10, the text is, can you bail me out?
Yeah, but the last survey, this was an additional one. They said 68% of both fan bases said they would like to get a call from either Bo or Jeff Bridges. That's what they said, you know?
Hey, good luck. Hope your team scores a bunch of touchdowns. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Huh? I'm pulling for the Eagles. How about you, Jeff?
I think the Patriots are going to win. I think the Patriots are going to win, and they're going to win big. They're going to win a grand.
Quick sidebar, just briefly. Yeah. My little nephew, Sebastian, lives in New England, right? He lives in Boston.
How old is he now? 6 months?
What town? Boston, the city, or Boston suburbs?
He's in Back Bay, so he's 13 months, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes, 13 months. I asked my wife while I was laid out on my back this weekend. Thank you, Bo.
Jeff.
Jeff, I'm sorry. I said,
not a detail guy.
I said, can you please order him a Brady jersey so he has a little jersey for the Super Bowl? He's a baby, right?
Right. Right.
So I get a call from my brother, and he says, thank you so much for the Edelman jersey. And I thought my brother, who's foreign, just gave me a wrong name for the wrong jersey that we ordered for the baby, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
And I looked at the order on Amazon, and I said, why would my girl send a baby jersey of a player who has torn his ACL and is not playing in the Super Bowl to my nephew? That makes no sense.
What was the answer that you got?
The answer was, that's the only thing she saw, so she ordered no attention to detail, right? So because I'm in my back is in pain, I'm a complete a-hole, I say Peach, why would you send a baby a jersey of a man for a Super Bowl that is not playing in the Super Bowl? And she said, it's the only one I could find. And then I went to Amazon and found every other player that's playing there. And I said, this is what separates the weak from the strong. Details.
You know what? Keep it tight.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, or keep it scholarship. Keep talking to a poor woman.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Poor woman. Poor child.
Poor child. Yes.
Well, now he's the gimp walking around town.
Yeah, he's going to be a laughingstock in Back Bay.
When his back recovers, we will try to keep the show under 2 hours. For almost 30 years, a 66-year-old guy named Gary Kelmer has been a bus driver for an elementary school in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, just outside of Philly. He's seen a lot of kids grow up, and they all love him. He's friendly, always in a good mood, and he's a huge Eagles fan. All the kids on his route know the Eagles fight song because he sings it with them on their way to school. So a bunch of parents and former students did something nice for him this week by sending him to his first Super Bowl.
Oh.
In 5 days, they raised over $5,000. That was enough to cover two tickets for him and his wife, plus airfare and their hotel. They gave him the tickets just as he was finishing up his route on Monday when he pulled up to his last stop. I love these stories.
That's great.
More than 60 people were there waiting to surprise him. He was blown away. He's even rethinking his upcoming retirement. He was planning to retire at the end of the school year, but after that big show of love he got, he says he might have to stick around a few
more
years.
Terrific.
That is beautiful, isn't that?
I love that.
And now a little something something. I mentioned this in the... Hold on just a second.
What is that?
Thank you very much.
Maybe it's Julian Edelman.
That's just whenever... Hey, that's a lock. When I leave that button on, I'm going to get a call.
From Bo Bridges?
From an 800 number. Hey, how you doing? Like to buy some financing? Anyway, a guy named Ed Williams from Mount Eden, New Zealand. Hey, mate. Got in big trouble with his girlfriend a few months ago when she found another woman's panties in their bed.
Oh.
Ed swore he didn't know how it got there, and it turned out Ed was telling the truth. Because a few days later, they saw their cat dragging a bra, and they realized she was raiding their neighbor's laundry. Mm. Now they're trying to return the stuff to the rightful owners, and the neighbors are relieved, too, since they thought there was a pervert in the neighborhood stealing their underwear.
Sure. Mm.
All I have to say is, why would a cat be attracted to women's underwear? Same reaction my wife had. I gave her that same look, and she had the same reaction. I just said, I don't need to write anything.
Yeah. That's all. I'd like to hear that on the John Tesh Show.
We'll take a break.
Intelligence for your crotch.
With more on the Michael Barrett Show.
Where you watch the big game is every bit as important as who's in it. Make your destination Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy's has the best wings, the coldest beer, and your friends from the Mike O'Mara Show. Sunday, February 4th. Watch the game on big screen TVs with Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Make your reservations at 703-435-JIMS. And don't miss the grand opening of the long-awaited, highly anticipated Buffalo Wing. Sunday, February 4th at Jimmy's in Herndon, Virginia. A full day of big-time, big-game fun.
Previous details are largely still up in the air. Whether or not the Buffalo Wing will actually be ready for the party is not guaranteed.
There may or may not be working bathrooms.
You can count on constant PA announcements from Jimmy Cerrito, guaranteeing that you'll miss all the key commercials during the broadcast.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre will be seated at the head of the table for 300 patrons.
Whether happy or sad, Zoolander may cry.
Todd Moore will be tall.
Adrian will be short.
The promise of a ribbon cutting and a grand opening before kickoff was made with the word promise in air quotes. The big game at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Keep your fingers crossed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. You already know how important it is to buy the bonus package, but the future of our show does depend on it, if you know that. Now it's easier than ever to gift the gift of the bonus show. It's easier to give someone than mononucleosis. Yes, friends, come and embrace the extra hour of comedy every week like a hormonally motivated teenager. Give the bonus show a sloppy tongue kiss. Soon you'll come down with a serious case of the giggles. You'll be weary from laughter and feel the low-grade fever of funny as you try to recover from joy. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. You can send the gift certificate to yourself and give it in person, or you send it directly to the recipient. Easy peasy. They can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Plus, they'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, get on it, jerk ass, and start giving, you schmuck. The Mike O'Mara Show. We put the mono in mononucleosis. Thank you very much. And now let's open up the audio vault for today, the 1st of February, the crappiest month of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree.
The Super Bowl, it's all doldrums except for that manufactured heart candy thing that that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, conversation hearts.
Valentine's Day hearts.
Yeah, chocolates. Roses.
Yes.
Big candy. This makes me uneasy. I didn't like the entire every week we get a new Colonel Sanders thing where they were making different people be Colonel Sanders.
Yep.
But now Colonel Sanders is Reba McEntire. And it makes me uneasy.
I'm Colonel Sanders, the same as always. Absolutely nothing's changed. Oh, please ignore any likeness. Famous country singer.
All right, that's enough. But they have her dressed up.
I'd like it if they
used
some bigger celebrities like the Bridges brothers.
I would like that.
Which one would you prefer?
I think the chicken salesman would have to be Jeff.
Yeah, it's got some delicious chicken right now. You can eat that with your fingers. Don't lick your fingers too much. Look right down to the bone.
Jeff, when you eat your Kentucky Fried Chicken with the 11.
Jeff or Bo?
I'm sorry, Jeff. When you eat the fried chicken with the secret blend of 11 herbs and spices, do you get chicken in your beard?
I do. I do. Yes, sirree. And then I eat it down in Texas. And then my brother brings me a bucket. He's like, hey, brother.
Hey, Bo.
Got a nice big bucket of chicken for
you. I read in a Hollywood Reporter, Bo, that you like the chicken tenders.
I like the tenders. Yeah. I'll bring them right over to you. You want some tenders?
A bucket?
Get on with your little son.
Okay. Well, anyway, so there's that. I also like this. Whales are smart, right?
Supposedly.
Yes. Yes. Orca whales, killer whales. They talk to each other within their schools or whatever their groupings.
School
pod.
Of whales.
Pod. A whale pod. Nice. Thank you.
Not pods.
And so there's this whale. His name is Wikey, and he's 14 years old, and they've got him now imitating human speech. Now, some of this is more accurate than others, but this is kind of weird.
Hello. 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 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
See, to me, that's almost as like a parrot. I mean, I know that the whale doesn't understand that it's counting to three, but it's obviously trying to imitate human sound. I think it's kind
of
neat.
Did they give you a tape of the whale called Bo Bridges whale?
There's Bo the whale.
Hey, here I am. Deep under the sea. How about that?
Hey, Bo. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hello.
Have a fantastic time. Yeah. Oh, here comes my brother Jeff Whale.
Oh, there's Jeff Whale.
Jeff Whale. There's a lot of pressure down here. There's a lot of pressure down here. Tremendous amount of pressure under the sea. I got a giant tail.
Hey,
I got a big old whale tail.
What about you're a blowhole?
Oh, that's I smoke too much.
Oh no! So that's whales
sorry,
can talk.
I apologize. I have new toys.
Jimmy Kimmel is fed up with Roman numerals for the Super Bowl. If I say this is Super Bowl LII, do you know what that means?
52.
That is right, but still, it's hard to see.
This is Super Bowl 52, which I actually had to look up because every logo says Super Bowl LII. Which, what's the point of this? Do we need the Roman numerals? Do you think the Romans are using our numerals for their big sporting events? They're not. Once you get into the L's, Roman numerals they're confusing. It's like using a sundial to tell time. Roman numerals are the MySpace of numerals.
So we need to get away from that.
I agree.
Rob Gronkowski has actually been practicing this week, although he is still with the concussion protocol.
Yes.
So they don't know if he's going to play. I don't know that he should play because yesterday on Instagram, he put on a big, fuzzy, jackass-like looking Eskimo hat and gave a Minneapolis weather report.
It's freezy, freezy out here in Minneapolis.
So I don't know.
Minneapolis. Maybe he needs a little more time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would let him sit during the anthem regardless of respect for the flag because I think he's hurting.
Also,
woozy.
Question for you guys.
A lot of pressure.
Would you rather go to Orlando for the Pro Bowl or would you go to Minneapolis for the Super Bowl?
I would rather go to where the Super Bowl is for the big game because the Pro Bowl is such a non-event.
Yeah, it's huge, though. I mean, it's a whole week-long thing.
But you could pretend you're going to the Pro Bowl and go to all the other attractions.
Mm.
What else do you do in Minneapolis?
Yeah, Disney World.
Yeah.
Hey, Commissioner, have you ever been to the Commissioner's Dinner, Bo?
Oh, great shrimp. great shrimp. Yeah, I love the shrimp, but... my brother loves the beer.
Yeah. Your brother Jeff?
Yeah, because it's all free.
I'm sorry.
All right. I close with this. Mike, here's one especially for you.
Okay.
I got out my shovel. Here's one, our closer today.
And now, Weekend Update with Chevy Chase.
Well, the popular TV personality known as Professor Backwards was slain in Atlanta yesterday by 3 masked gunmen. According to reports, neighbors ignored the professor's cries of pleh, pleh. I'm sorry.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Any joke, you have to continue with an I'm sorry. That's fantastic. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent. Hey, Pony, you know, unless you watch Bloodline, that's probably impressions going to land a little bit flat.
I love
but
it.
If you watch Bloodline, man.
Hey, how you doing? All right.
Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. MikeOmeraShow.com is where you reach Rob. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, I'm still under the water here. I'm under the water. That's right. Bo Bridges whale with my brother, Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Why are we feeling all this pressure under here? We gotta go, bye.